The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
We are number one trending app in news. Number one trending. Click on that for a larger image, please. Number one trending. Guess what we are total out of thousands of news apps? We are number three total in the world, surpassing CNN and Fox News.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go?
CNN and Fox News don't want to let our traffic increase, don't want to see our audience size increase, and they certainly don't want to see InfoWars succeed and Alex Jones succeed. Welcome to the War Room. It is Friday, August 24th, 2018, so I will be opening up the phone lines today, but obviously you already know about the censorship by now. It continues to increase every day. I have new people sending me messages, tweeting at me, emailing me every day saying they're being censored now. And I can only imagine it's just a matter of time before people like Mark Dice are completely erased off of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, and others like him, Diamond and Silk, come to mind. It's only a matter of time for these people, I would imagine. But look at this next level attack. First, let's go to a listener submitted video of their Google Home. This is the Google Home device, and they ask their Google Home device about Alex Jones and InfoWars. Let's see what the Google Home device has to say about InfoWars.
Hey Google, who is Alex Jones?
According to Wikipedia, Alexander Emmerich Jones is an American radio show host and conspiracy theorist.
Hey Google.
Okay.
What is InfoWars?
According to Wikipedia, InfoWars is a far-right American conspiracy theorist and fake news website and media platform owned by Alex Jones's Free Speech Systems, LLC.
Oh, fake news and far-right wing is what Google Home says about me. I'm fake news and I'm far-right wing, apparently. Yeah, just wanting to have a country and have borders and low taxes. Apparently that's far-right wing now, even though, you know, the average, what they would call a far right winger, is probably socially liberal. That's fine. Thank you, Google Home, for clarifying. But now let's go to CBS News. CBS News is warning you, don't get fooled by these fake news sites. And number four on there is InfoWars.com. Now, it'd be one thing if this was just some hack saying that any conservative website is fake news. But if you go and look at the rest of these news sites, guys, click around on this, the other news sites that they're saying are fake news other than InfoWars. It's insulting that they even have us on the same list. None of these news sites have the reach of us. Half of them are literally just fake blogs. And then a couple of them are people that go on there and write some stories. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they get proven wrong. The others are just literally fake blogs. And then some just, you know, kind of people coming together to maybe write some stories. And somehow InfoWars.com is on there. Oh, and The Onion is on there too, a satire site. But somehow InfoWars.com lands on this site with all these other no-name sites, fake blogs, nothing, even though we're multi-million dollar news corporation. We've got, I think, more than 60 employees. We break news all the time. We get mentioned by the president and presidential candidates. Oh, but somehow we're fake news. Yeah, thanks, CBS. Thanks a lot. Here we go, rip-roaring into the future. On this Friday, August 24th, 2018, I'm your host, Owen Troyer. This is The War Room. Roger Stone joins us in the second hour. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say. And it is Friday, so we're going to have open phone lines. I've got a guest coming up in the first hour. That's Aja Smith. She is running for Congress out in California. I'm trying to highlight as many conservatives that will back Trump's agenda that are running for Congress in this most important election coming up in November, just 74 days away now. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you have the date on your calendar, and then make sure you're informed when you head to the polls. In fact, I was unfortunately unable to get to one of the things that was on my checklist today, and that was to highlight the website so that I believe the GOP has just put together a new website. And again, I haven't done the due diligence into this yet. I just found out about this last night. So maybe I'll come back on Monday, or maybe I'll do a live broadcast sometime over the weekend. But basically, you go to this website and it tells you all the information you need to know about your local election. And it's key because a lot of these elections, a lot of these deals, you show up and you got eight different people or eight different things to vote on, four different, you know, amendments or whatever. And so it's tough to be informed. It really is. I mean, even myself, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everyone running that's going to be on the ballot. So it's important to be informed and to figure that stuff out so you make sure you vote for the right person. So that's coming up in just 74 days. But the phone lines can be open for anything today. I've also made an announcement that Saturday, November 10th at 1 p.m., I'm having a stop government funding of abortion protest here in Austin, Texas at the Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. And, you know, yesterday I was a little upset. I had some stuff going on behind the scenes, and then I had to come on and cover the story that I was breaking about how the campaign finance violations are just, it's a total double standard. Democrats get away with it nonstop. In fact, we just had Savannah Hernandez go out and do a man on the street. Hopefully we may be able to air that report today. And then I have to deal with the government funding my money going to Planned Parenthood that aborts babies, and then Planned Parenthood funding Democrat campaigns to the tune of $300,000 in this last election cycle. I mean, that is illegal. That is money laundering. I mean, that is ridiculous. But I think I lost my temper yesterday, and so I'm going to try to do better not to do so today. And I had a little extra time last night because I couldn't sleep. And so I went and I watched some Mark Dice videos. And it's so funny because Mark Dice, from his kitchen, has millions of subscribers, gets a quarter million views in one day, any video he does. And he's funnier than anything you're going to find on TV when it comes to stand-up comedy or political commentary or late-night talk shows. You get more laughs out of a five-minute Mark Dice video than you will out of any one-hour-long late-night comedy special. And it's not even close. And so I was just going through a bunch of Mark Dice videos last night, unable to sleep, just laughing my ass off. And there's just a weird thing that Mark Dice can do. And I was talking to Harrison Smith about this earlier. It's like a psychological Jedi tactic where I look at what goes on in the media and the liars in media. I look at what goes on in Hollywood and the phonies in Hollywood and the liars in Hollywood and the posers in Hollywood. I look at the Democrat Party lying through their teeth. I got another video we'll play maybe in this segment. And I get mad because I know that these people are attacking our very essence of being able to live in a free world where truth reigns and justice reigns. They are the scum, the cancer to that essence of humanity. And so I get mad and I lose my temper. Yeah, I get mad that the Democrat Party is stealing money right out of my pocket and using Planned Parenthood as the, you know, the pimp, essentially. Or the hooker that comes and gets your money, says, yeah, give me that money, baby. It's for women's rights. And they use it to fund abortion and fund the Democrat Party. It's totally illegal. And then Rand Paul files a motion to defund Planned Parenthood. And guess who blocks it? The Republican Party. And still, I have to come on air here and say, look, we got to vote for Republicans because at least they're not Democrats that want to have wide open borders, anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, anti-America, run on the hatred of Trump. I mean, good night. But I'm going to try to do a better job, maybe just trying to approach things from a different angle without so much anger. It's tough for me because that's just my nature, but we'll try to channel more of a Mark Dice and not get so mad when I have to read about all the corruption in the Democrat Party. But the reason I'm saying this is because the left right now is a living meme. Anything they do is laughable. That's what I'm saying. It's such a crazy divide because it is so laughable. It is so insane. It is hysteria. I mean, it's like unbelievable Twilight Zone level stuff. But then the dark underlying issue is that these people are still trying to control the narrative. Young people and other people and fellow citizens and fellow humans believe that these people are telling you the truth, believe in these people. And so it creates a serious problem for our culture and for our country. But it's just amazing, as I covered in the first segment. Google Home says that InfoWars is fake news. CBS News says InfoWars is fake news, puts us in the same category as The Onion and literally just fake websites that they try to mimic an ABC or a CBS or something, but it's all fake just to troll or to get clicks. You could combine all 20 of the other websites they said that were fake news in that CBS story and then put InfoWars in there. You could combine all of them and then multiply that audience by 100, multiply their budget by 100 and still not get InfoWars, yet they put us in there. It's a total attack on InfoWars. The whole reason why they printed and made this story was to demonize InfoWars. Oh, yeah, CBS really cares about you not getting fake news. Oh, yeah, right. Who buys that? It's sad, too. I used to work for CBS, CBS Sports, but still. I knew a lot of people there, and it's sad. It's sad that they would just lie and deceive. And see, that's what channels my anger. So it's like I could somehow make a joke and be like, oh, thank you, CBS, for telling me InfoWars is fake news. Oh, what are you going to tell me next? Water isn't wet? Oh, wait, no. Let me just remember. You were the ones that said Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, no doubt. That was you. Ah. Were you right? No, you weren't, were you? What is CBS Newsbreak? I mean, you do have some good local CBS places, honestly. I believe it was CBS LA. I think it was CBS LA that broke the big story about the huge pedophile networks out there. But you know what? I'm babbling. Let me go to this video. It was KTLA. Is that a CBS affiliate or a Fox affiliate? I think it was CBS. But anyway, I'm babbling here. Let me just go to a video to show you how phony the Democrats are. Actually, how long is clip 17, guys? Let's go then to clip 17. Now, look. This, I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to get frustrated. I just want people to see how fake and phony the Democrats are. That's all. That's all I want to do. I won't try to scream it down your throat. Just please look at how fake and phony the Democrat Party is. Please, I'm begging you. Just listen to this video of top Democrats from Obama to Schumer talking about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
The people who should be here are those who come legally.
We have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay.
So there's Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, all of them. All of them. Saying, you can't come here illegally, we have a border. Trump comes along and says, you can't come here illegally, we have a border. And what do they say? Racist, xenophobe. Do you see? I was about to yell. Just see how phony these people are.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The engines are engaged. The rocket boosters are primed. And we are now blasting off. So let me get focused here. President Trump has been absolutely savage on Twitter today. Let's go through some of these tweets from President Trump today. Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. He's quoting Jeff Sessions. He responds by saying, "This is great, what everyone wants. So look into all of the corruption on the other side, including deleted emails, Comey lies and leaks, Mueller conflicts, McCabe, Stroke, Page, Orr, FISA abuse, Christopher Steele and his phony and corrupt dossier, the Clinton Foundation, illegal surveillance of Trump campaign, Russian collusion by Dems, and so much more. Open up the papers and documents without redaction. Come on, Jeff, you can do it. The country is waiting." Wow. Oh, but then what does the New York Times publish in response? Headline: Trump, undeterred by Sessions' rebuke, urges him to examine corruption on the other side. And so you read this story, total hack piece. It's like, the president of the United States wants to look into corruption on the other side of the aisle when he's the president. It's like, wait a second. No. I thought we had justice in this country. I thought we had law and order. So basically the New York Times, without even realizing it in this story, is admitting that there's two different justice systems in this country. Their argument is like, how dare the president is out of line. The president of the United States wants criminal activity looked into? This is outrageous. How dare the nerve of the president to say he wants criminal activity to be looked into? Ah, well, I never. I'm the New York Times. The Mueller probe has looked into every orifice of Trump's administration, and they can't find anything. A couple associates of Trump have some baggage, but that's it. After a full rectal exam, it's all they can find. And now Trump wants the rest of these people to get a rectal exam? How dare he? What's good for the goose is not good for the gander. And so they have this weird thing where, yeah, I mean, you're allowed to do whatever you want to Trump, don't you know? It's like saying, oh yeah, that's just the town floozy. You want to, you know, beat her up, kick her around, you know, molest her, whatever. It's her. You're okay to do that to her. And so she's sitting there like, how come I'm the only girl that gets molested and abused? And there's plenty of others walking around naked that are begging for it. They're like, nope, we're just going to go after you. Yeah, we just hate you. And so Trump savages them. So he knows what's going on. And, you know, this is why I wanted to have the Q discussion today. Again, if I say Q, half the people say, don't you know Q has been discredited? Don't even say Q. You're just lowering the value of your broadcast by even saying Q. And then the other half is like, why aren't you covering Q? Look at Q. Everything's Q, 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 Q. And I'm just like in the middle, like, can there just be some story that just lingers out there and I don't report on it? I mean, I don't know who Q is. I can't verify any of the Q tweets. Oh, what do you mean you can't verify it, Schroyer? Haven't you been following it? And then I was like, it's already discredited. It's fake. It's co-opted. It's like, okay, how about I just have a discussion and say, do you think Jeff Sessions is behind the scenes helping people? Or do you think Jeff Sessions is totally compromised and not doing anything for the country? It's like, you can't even have that discussion anymore. That's how polarized things are in this country. Any topic is now that polarized. But let's go back to President Trump on Twitter. Ex-NSA contractor to spend 63 months in jail over classified information. Gee, this is small potatoes compared to what Hillary Clinton did. So unfair, Jeff Sessions. Double standard. Bingo again. Just highlighting the double standards. And so we kind of sit around here, and the Q audience that believes in Q just sits back and says, oh, Trump has everything planned out. Session has everything planned out. They're going to indict all these people and bring down the pedophile network. I don't want to live in that fantasy land and just sit on my hands and expect Q to save the world. But again, Trump clearly knows what's going on. So it begs the question, why isn't anything being done? Is it Sessions' fault? Is it all an act? Trump hits him again today. Social media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, whose ratings have suffered gravely. Yeah, by the way, Anderson Cooper is now resorting to the T-shirt look, which, by the way, cutting myself off here, I was debating about what to do because I've been wearing this T-shirt and we've kind of rebranded the War Room here lately. And I realized something today. Well, I already kind of knew it, but when I saw Anderson Cooper do his little video with a black T-shirt on, they've broken off Anderson Cooper into doing some weird like Snapchat live deal or something. It's some new thing CNN is trying to do. I think he had 1,500 views. That's how many views Anderson Cooper gets on his thing is 1,500 views. And that's like, you know, the full amount of views. I mean, nobody seeks out these people for information. Nobody seeks these people out for news. Nobody. But he's wearing T-shirts now. And I realize now even the CIA Mockingbird Press has realized the average American trusts not the newsman in the suit and tie anymore, but the guy wearing the T-shirt with the scruff, with the kitchen microphone, with the spoon microphone, the real human that they can relate to is now more trusted by the average news consumer than the suit and tie. And they've now realized this, and so now they're switching Anderson Cooper over to the T-shirt. So I think I'm sticking to the T-shirt because I've never been much of a monkey suit guy anyway. But if the CIA Mockingbird Press has realized that the suit and tie look doesn't warrant trustworthiness anymore, then that means we're on to something here. But let me finish. People have to figure out what is real and what is not without censorship. So Trump, again, realizes what's going on with the censorship, basically called out to Alex Jones and InfoWars at his rally in West Virginia. So everyone knows Trump knows. Everybody knows about all the corruption. And so everybody's just kind of sitting here waiting to see when this thing is going to blow. And that's where we're all at. So on the other side, I'm going to be joined by Aja Smith. She's running for Congress out in California. We'll get her take on all this and an update on her campaign. But folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. I didn't even do a good job plugging in these first two segments, but we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials, 50% off bone broth formula. That's $19.95 for the new bone broth formula. That is an unbeatable deal. And with just one week remaining, the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt, $14.95 at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code WARROOM. Your last week to take advantage of the official WARROOM t-shirt, coupon code WARROOM, the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt, $14.95. And again, as we're being censored on all platforms, InfoWars.com/show. People want real news. People are seeking real news. Direct them to InfoWars.com/show.
Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So it doesn't matter. Get out of here. You're not allowed in this studio anymore. You're not allowed on the internet. Get him out of here. We're all going to be banned if that man is ever caught on camera. Don't allow that unhuman in this studio. Don't you know what happens when the unhuman goes on air? Doesn't matter what channel it is. This is China now. Alex Jones is unhuman. He's not allowed on air. And it doesn't matter. No! 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 Alex Jones banned from his own studios. So, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter that our app, the official InfoWars app, InfoWars Official, because, you know, they just ban us off every platform. So people want Alex Jones. I mean, you know, they got to get the news. They got to get the Alex Jones show. they can't do it on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, so or Apple or Spotify. So we go to Infowars.com/show, or we give you the Infowars official app. But it doesn't matter that everybody went out and downloaded the Infowars official app. It doesn't matter that it's the number one downloaded app this month. It's delisted, you see. We don't exist. Yeah, we're number one, but we don't exist. Yes, we are changing the world, but we don't exist. So it's nice. It's nice to not exist while being fully effective and existing in real time. It's a crazy world out there. So my next guest is Aja Smith. She joins me from California. AjaForCongress.com. You can follow her on Twitter at AjaForCongress. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on again.
Well, glad to have you. And, you know, things are pretty interesting right now, not just obviously with the upcoming elections in November, but you being out there in California, you're out there with the Silicon Valley swamp.
Yes.
Where they, in my view, are breaking antitrust laws here and acting as monopolies and deciding who's allowed to exist, who's not allowed to exist. But it doesn't seem to me that Republicans or anyone out of California is raising a major fuss about this. Is this something that you're bringing to your campaign, or does anybody seem to mind about the swamp in Silicon Valley?
Oh, yes, we are. I'm bringing it to my campaign every day. I got my walk away shirt on right now, and I'm telling everybody our First Amendment is under attack. For a long time, our Second Amendment was under attack, but our First Amendment is under attack. I'm also shadow banned from Twitter. Facebook is censoring my posts, even posts to myself. So we have to really fight and get out there and make it known that our whole entire republic can fall in November.
Where do you think it stands right now? I mean, obviously, you have mainstream news saying, oh, blue wave, blue wave, blue wave. I think that they cashed their check a little early, to be honest, and everybody now realizes the blue wave doesn't exist. But I mean, we know that there's all kinds of things. I mean, whether you're a Republican or Democrat these days, nobody seems to trust the election results. The Democrats say Russians are hacking everything. Republicans say Democrats are hacking everything. So there seems to be an agreement that nobody trusts elections, but there doesn't seem to be any bipartisan movement to go to paper ballots or to do something to ensure our elections. Do you trust our elections? I mean, do you think that fair elections will be coming in this November?
I think fair elections will. I'm a paper ballot person. I don't even believe in absentee ballots. And I also have been coordinating with a group called the Election Integrity Project, who are going around and speaking to people and telling them, look, these are the issues. It's a nonpartisan group, but they're pointing out everything that we see what's going on with our elections, especially with absentee ballots, where they get lost in the mail, they get rigged, they don't get counted. And I tell people, use a paper ballot, because that's how we got our great president in office, because people went out there and asked for a paper ballot and not George Soros' machines.
Now, you've served in the military, you've been overseas, and being in California, where there are a lot of bases still out there, I'm sure that you're still in touch with a lot of active military, you know, veterans, former military.
Oh, yes.
What would you say the average veteran or the average active duty member in California feels right now about the upcoming elections or President Trump?
A lot of them cannot speak publicly because of the HASH Act, but I know a lot of them who tell me privately, and a lot of veterans, they said they are sick and tired of what's going on in this country, where the president, who is a pro-military president, who's actually given us funding, who's actually making the lives better for our men and women in service to get pay raises and more money for defense and to rebuild our military. They said they want to support him, but the Democrats keep bashing him and have a narrative saying, you know, they're voting against bills that support the military, like Mark Takano. He says he's for veterans, but he's not. He once again voted no against the National Defense Act, which had a lot of great things for the military.
And that's the person you're running against, correct?
Yes, Mark Takano.
I want to play a clip for you here, and I want to get your response. Now, everybody has seen the fake news media and the Democrat Party attacking President Trump on the border issue. Every angle, anything he tries to do to protect this country when it comes to the border or immigration, they attack him on. So everybody's heard it. Everybody knows it. It's been one of their biggest things to call Trump xenophobic, racist, whatever, because of his border policy. But I want you to hear this clip. Now, this, again, is some of the biggest Democrats, the biggest Democrats, the leaders of the Democrat Party in the last two decades, Chuck Schumer, the Clintons, Obama. Listen to what they had to say about immigration before Trump became president.
Is broken. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
The people who should be here are those who come legally.
We have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay.
Our immigration system is broken.
Illegal immigration is
broken. What do you make of that? What do you make of that? That the Democrats used to, I mean, you just heard the clip. They were all anti-open borders, anti-illegal immigration. Obama, Hillary, Bill, Schumer, you name it.
All of them.
But now all of a sudden, Trump comes along and says, hey, we should have a border. And he's racist. He's xenophobic. We should never have a border. How do you sum that up? How do you characterize such phoniness from the Democrats?
One word, hypocrites. They're a bunch of hypocrites. If you look at every vote, if you look at every bill where we put up good immigration reform, we put up good national defense bills, if it's sponsored by a Republican, they vote no because they hate Republicans. So no matter what, if the president said, I'm going to give everybody a stimulus, $5,000 a month, tax-free, everybody's pocket, they will vote no against it. It's because they hate our president. And everybody that I've been talking to especially some Democrats as well, in no party preference, they said they're tired of it and they're supporting me. Because people like Mike Tocano, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, I call him Chucky because to me he looks like him, they all hate the president. And anything that we do positive for this country, no matter who it is, if you're a Republican, if you support the president, they hate you. They call you every racist name in the book. And it needs to stop. And everybody needs to wake up. People, walk away.
Yeah, maybe that's what Trump needs to do. Maybe if President Trump came out and started saying, like, yeah, we need open borders, maybe then the Democrats would be like, no, you have to close the borders. How dare he? Or President Trump could come out and say, America was never that great. They'd be like, how dare he say that? America was always great. I bet they would actually fall for that.
They would fall for it. And I would love to see that happen because I would be the first one eating popcorn and laughing. It looked like an SNL skit.
The sad thing is right now, these people have no sense of humor at all.
They have no platform. They have nothing to run on. And American people are tired of it. I don't care who you are, what racial background, economic background. I've been talking to people. They are sick and tired of what's going on.
Wow. I can't believe this. Why? No. See, I'm really getting tired of having to correct people on this. They say the Democrats have no platform. No, the Democrats do have a platform. It's anti-America, anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, hate. And then come back around, anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech, hate Russia, hate Trump, hate conservatives, hate America. That's their platform. They do have a platform.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Couple breaking news stories here. Jack Dorsey is being called to testify in front of Congress. Probably just going to be another song and dance dog and pony show that really leads to nothing. So I'm not really sure how important it is, but it was just announced. And now this is big as we are approaching the year anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting. It is now being revealed that Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, yes, that infamous, mysterious girlfriend, was at least claimed to be on official loan applications an FBI agent. How do you like that? So those are two breaking news stories. My guest is Aja Smith. AjaForCongress.com. At AjaForCongress is her Twitter. She gets shadow banned there, so be sure to give her a follow. Aja, do you think that the president should act against social media or act and do something about Jeff Sessions? Or do you think him kind of playing the victim, letting his audience know that, or his supporters know that he knows what's going on and he's just kind of waiting for other people to do something? Or do you think it's time for the president to take action?
You know, our president, I've followed him for many years. He plays 3D chess. So I think at this point, he should start saying something to make a big issue about what's going on social media with our censorship of freedom of speech. Jeff Sessions is nowhere to be found. We're all trying to figure out where is he? Is he on vacation? Is he asleep? Is he like Weekend at Bernie's? We don't know. But I think the president should really start paying attention and start telling Congress and start bringing back Zuckerberg back under oath and saying, why are you continuing to do this to people on social media? It's frustrating. I can't even post a Judge Jeanine event on my own page because it was a reminder to myself to buy tickets. And Facebook, they notified me and said it was spam, and they tried to take it down. So I wrote them a nasty little note on it. The president really needs to start telling everybody our First Amendment is under attack. The Democrats and the shadow government, they are trying to censor all the conservatives. They're trying to censor people who are walking away. They are trying to limit us on what we feel is our freedom of speech. It's like Orwellism. It's 1984. And it's, we see it we see it coming alive right now. And I tell everybody, this is one of the things, one of the reasons why I'm running, because our First Amendment and our Second Amendment is under attack, and the president should start saying something about it.
You're in California, which is supposed to be, you know, the liberal haven. It's where liberalism really went to die, but somehow it still lives. San Francisco is a total disaster.
Yes.
You've got poverty, homelessness. Literally, the streets have turned into a human toilet. With needles and feces everywhere.
We're a third world country.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in L.A., you're going to have to drive through 3 hours of traffic just to get to work every day. I mean, California, the taxes are higher than they've ever been. Sanctuary cities are leading to total violence. So you've got all of this going on. But there doesn't really seem to be any real, I mean, I guess maybe at a grassroots level, I'd ask you this. How is your ground game going? I mean, are people in California energized enough to go out and vote this November and perhaps even put more Republicans in office out there to try to do something about that?
For the first time in a long time, we've had Democrat and Republicans on the ticket. We finally have a Republican for governor. I made my primary. I'm only 13,000 votes behind my opponent, Mark Takano. Diane Harkey, we have Congressman Ken Calvert. We have a lot of Republicans who made the primary, and a lot of people are waking up because they are sick and tired of what's going on in California politics and all levels of government, from local to state to federal level, because a lot of people do want change. But you also have to remember, we have a silent majority. We have a silent majority of people that are too afraid to come out and to support, but they will go out and vote. And that's what we need for them to come and do. I do have a ground game. I'm building up my ground game. I do need more donations because signs and mailers, they do cost a lot of money. So I ask everybody to please donate so I can order more. But right now, especially in my district, it used to be an all red district. So I have a little balance here that I have to start talking to Democrats and no party preference to say enough is enough with these policies, especially in California. But we're going to do it. I really believe we're going to start flipping seats red again, because people, like you said, are tired and are afraid. If Gavin Newsom becomes our governor, they are tired the homeless. Oh, yeah. If Gavin Newsom becomes our governor, we're doomed. We're going to have SOS flags flying all around, and we're going to have to ask the president for some help.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm kind of going off here, but didn't the Democrats or somebody just blocked the notion, which actually got enough votes to separate California to three states? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes. And actually, it failed. It's not going to be on the ballot because they didn't do it correctly.
Is that true, though? It seemed like it was BS to me.
It was BS because we said it wouldn't work, because if you split the way they try to sell it to Republicans and conservatives, oh, yeah, these parts of the area will be more mainly Republicans. That's not true. because the Democrats would just start moving in those areas because they do outnumber us in the whole entire state, and our whole state will fail even completely even more. We'll have three states of all controlled Democrats.
I thought, well, I wasn't necessarily talking about the demographics of the issues. I was just saying I thought that they actually went through the proper procedures to get it on the ballot, and then California just said, oh, nope, sorry, you lose, before the vote.
Well, because it was not done correctly. The whole
Okay, so there was some
procedure.
Sort of... Okay, okay, so there was a procedural error. That was an interesting story
yes.
to me. You know, I just want to say one more thing, getting back to the censorship, you know, you've been shadow banned on my personal Twitter account. I don't really tweet out anymore. I'm calling it a boycott. I tweet from the War Room show if I do get on there, which is every once in a while. But here's my concern right now about this, because I believe that I actually got in touch with you via Twitter. I think that's how I originally was able to reach out to you and
yes.
get in touch with you. And so I sit here and I think about it like this. You know, if they're going to start banning people on Twitter and suspending people on Twitter or whatever, you know, that's really cutting off a very crucial communication point. I've been doing what I've called a YouTube blitz or an internet tour, and I've been able to connect with dozens of people via Twitter. I've been able to go on a bunch of different radio shows and YouTube channels and everything. And it's all thanks to Twitter, exactly. And I think that that's kind of an aspect of this that we're overlooking, is that because of Twitter, whether we like it or not, or whoever runs it, or its policies or not, because of Twitter, you know, Aja Smith and Owen Schroyer were able to connect and now do this live
yes.
broadcast. And that's another aspect that I don't think people are talking about.
No, they're not. And to me, it goes back. I was talking to one of your producers. I told him, I said, you need to see Death of a Nation by Dinesh. He talks about the Nazi Germany and the brown shirts, where we're experiencing that right now, censorship. Right now, you saw recently, I forgot what state it was, but it was a southern state. They took down another statue. These people are revisionists. They are the true Nazis and Bolsheviks and brown shirts, and we have to fight back. If we don't have that lifeline to communicate via social media, internet-wise, it's going to be pretty much like communist China. And that's the really sad part, where a lot of people, especially those who are confused, saying, well, Republicans and conservatives, we are the Nazis. No, your party is the Nazis. Your party are the censorships. You guys are the communists and the socialists. We are not. We want freedom. Whether we agree or disagree, we're not going to take your page or ban you. You can speak your mind freely, but come with a good, articulate argument. And that's what people need to start realizing, especially young people, when it comes to November.
Now, you served in the military, but you've never served in any branch of government politically before, correct?
Correct.
All right, so there you go. AjaForCongress.com, an outsider, folks, an outsider.
An outsider.
That's what we need, someone who's not afraid to get into Washington, D.C. and say, you know what, this is very corrupt, something's not right here, we got to do something about it. AjaSmithForCongress.com. Aja, thank you so much for coming on today.
And thank you for having me.
All right. Make sure you go support her at AjaForCongress.com. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, it's another thing, too. You want to know what it's like to be in 1984? You want to know what it's like to be afraid of Big Brother? We use the Alex Jones Twitter account, which is very powerful, has almost 1 million views. It has the blue check mark, which gives you access on Twitter that you can't get otherwise. And it's like the same thing with my account. I don't have 1 million followers. I think I have maybe 70,000. But it's the ability to reach out and connect with people. People send messages to Alex Jones' Twitter account. I can reach out to people through Alex's Twitter account and able to get in touch with them because they see the notification. If they erase that, we no longer have that power. So it's like, you want to know the fear of Big Brother? Do we tweet out from Alex Jones' account and then worry about losing that power? Or do we stand up for free speech and tweet out anyway and then have them remove that power for us? There's your Big Brother right there.
Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
So I covered the CBS News story that has InfoWars listed as fake news sites, along with 20 other websites that are actually just literally fake. And that's their entire intention, is to be fake. So they lump us in with sites that are just intended to be fake, meant to set up to look like other websites in order to trick you. So they're literally just meant to be fake. And then they lump us in with a couple other websites that pretty much will just publish any story they find. And it's a couple people. You can call it a site, a blog, whatever. And they have every right to exist. But, you know, they do report a lot of things that end up getting proven wrong. And then there's a site, and then they have The Onion in there, which is just literally a satire site, a comedy site. And then they just lump InfoWars in with them as if that's real. But look at this clip from Darren McBreen. This was put together a few years ago. You want to see fake news? Why don't they call out 20th Century Fox for funding fake news?
I want to let you in on a little secret, and this might come as a shock to some of you, but guess where a lot of these phony, fake websites come from to begin with? Are you ready? They come from the establishment mainstream news media, and I'm going to prove it to you right now.
Recently, 20th Century Fox got busted creating fake news websites, complete with made-up stories that were spread online and shared by millions of people on Facebook who had no idea they were reading and spreading fake news. An article by the New York Times reveals that 20th Century Fox created fake news websites that looked like the real deal. They created names like the Houston Leader and the Salt Lake City Guardian and populated them with bogus headlines and fictitious stories about everything from Lady Gaga to President Donald Trump and vaccinations. Here's one that says Trump orders the CDC to remove all vaccination-related information from the White House website by the Salt Lake City Guardian, a news organization that doesn't even exist. It's a fabricated lie. Brought to you by 20th Century Fox.
But wait, there's more. These are all fake news websites produced by the mainstream news media. Websites like Salt Lake City Guardian, the Houston Leader, Sacramento Dispatch, New York Morning Post, and the Indianapolis Gazette. And check out some of these headlines. Bombshell: Trump and Putin spotted at Swiss resort prior to election, from the Sacramento Dispatch. Again, a news organization that does not exist. Here's another one. Trump refuses to provide California federal support in midst of natural ... clickbait to fake news. Now, another guideline you could use to tell the difference between real and fake news is check out the news sources. Do they provide links to trustworthy news outlets who collaborate the information? A news article with multiple sources, that is a good thing. And I always like to look and see if they have a comment section, because if they don't provide comments, that usually means they are hiding something. And if you'll notice, traditional mainstream news websites, most of them do not include a comment section anymore. And that's because informed and knowledgeable citizens are able to call out their BS and debunk their propaganda. So, and they do it right there in the comment section. So the MSM had to put a stop to that. You hardly see any comment sections anymore on traditional mainstream news media websites, because they are the ones who are spreading fake news.
Now, that was Darren McBreen 2 years ago breaking that story. So those literal fake news sites meant to be fake, they lump in with InfoWars and then The Onion to try to paint a broad brush over us, like, oh yeah, they're just some fake site. Like, oh, don't even pay attention to InfoWars. Yeah, yeah, they don't exist. Yeah, yeah, they're app number one in the world. No, it's not. Nope, they don't exist. Oh yeah, Jones was right about everything. No, he doesn't exist. He's not even real.
We knew it was coming.
I'm in a good mood here on this Friday. About to be joined by Roger Stone. He wants to talk about Lanny Davis, and I'm just sitting here like licking my chops, like, yes, Lanny Davis, fresh meat. The old Clinton operative. And actually, I don't even know if Roger has seen this video, so I may surprise him with this video. But without further ado, let's bring in my co-host, Roger Stone, Lanny Davis. Lanny Davis, Roger. They try to act like Lanny Davis is now the arbiter of ethics and morals and truth in politics. This is a total scum Clinton attorney who's too afraid to even go in a courtroom.
Well, Owen, Lanny Davis is not really a lawyer. I mean, I'm sure he has a law degree, but
no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't actually practice real law. He's just Lanny Davis, the attorney.
But I've come up with an extraordinary example of Russian collusion. You see, Lanny Davis, it turns out, is a registered agent for a Russian oligarch who is both banned from banking or doing business in the United States and wanted by the U.S. government, according to documents filed under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Lanny Davis represents Dmytro Firtash, a pro-Russian Ukrainian oligarch, pardon me, very close to Vladimir Putin. So this is a perfect example of the real Russian collusion that exists. Sadly, now Lanny Davis is using Michael Cohen, a hapless, dumb Michael Cohen, as an instrument of destruction against Donald Trump at the behest of Lanny Davis's real masters, Bill and Hillary Clinton. In all honesty, Owen, the campaign finance charge brought against Michael Cohen that he paid hush money, essentially, to various women to not come forward against Donald Trump and then was reimbursed by Donald Trump is an extraordinarily weak legal case. Under federal election law, Donald Trump is permitted to make contributions to his own campaign without
unlimited amounts. Unlimited amounts.
So at a minimum, if any of that is true, then an unreported campaign contribution would be the worst charge that I can imagine. In all honesty, if the feds didn't have banking fraud and tax evasion charges against Michael Cohen, I doubt he would have pled to such a charge. No good Federal Election Commission or law lawyer would have urged him to do so. But
no, but that's the thing, Roger. They got Michael Cohen to admit to guilt of a non-crime. He admitted, oh, I'm guilty for a non-crime. And then they printed out in the media, like, Cohen admits he was guilty. But it wasn't even a crime. Paying off the floozy wasn't a crime.
But their real interest isn't in Michael Cohen. It's trying to embroil Donald Trump in an alleged felony, which I don't believe is a felony at all. Look, this is but one part of a multi-part legal attack. You will remember when Alex Jones said only days ago that the censoring of InfoWars, the efforts to knock Alex Jones and InfoWars off the internet, were a precursor to something much bigger. We now know what that something is. This is the movement. It is combining the bad news regarding the conviction of Paul Manafort, even though none of that has anything whatsoever to do with Donald Trump. The rolling over of Michael Cohen, the now news that David Pecker of American Media, who owns the very popular National Enquirer, has been granted immunity. Even more devastating, the news that the CFO at the Trump Organization, who is a longtime advisor to Donald Trump, Alan Weisselberg, has been granted immunity. There's widespread speculation about who executive number two who approved the payments of reimbursement to Cohen is within the Trump organization. This is all part and parcel of the attended takedown of Donald Trump. The Democrats have ramped up the impeachment talk. And the president is most definitely back on defense after having a very strong economy and being on offense. Robert Mueller is making his move. The time is now. I like Rudy Giuliani. He's a longtime friend of mine. I don't agree with him on everything, of course. I think he's been very effective on his in terms of his advocacy on behalf of the president. But saying that any action against Sessions and Rosenstein or any consideration of a pardon for Paul Manafort will have to wait until the Mueller investigation is over. Mr. Mayor, the Mueller investigation will never be over until either one of two things happens. Either Donald Trump fires him, which I think, given his unconstitutional and illegal actions, the fact that he has no oversight is now likely, if not probable, or he takes down the president. There will be no other outcome. This will drag on until the deep state achieves their goal. This is a coup d'etat. You're seeing it live up front.
Well, Roger, I look at the two stories. You talked about the National Enquirer's David Pecker saying that he's going to, you know, he's going to open the vault on these stories that they had and that they were paid to put down. And then you've got Alan Weisselberg, who is the longtime Trump Organization CFO, chief financial officer, granted immunity in the Cohen probe. So it's, you know, it's nice that they grant immunity to the Tony Podestas and I can't think of the other one's name. Rick Gates, the guys that actually committed the crimes. They say, well, you committed crimes, but we're here to destroy America and take down Trump. So we'll let your crimes, you can get away with your crimes. We just want to take Trump down, even though we can't find any crimes on him. That's why we're using you to try to bring him down. But I have a feeling, Roger, I just have a feeling that this is going to backfire on them because everything else has. And so what? Oh, the National Enquirer, what, they're going to give you the story? Trump was having sex with Playboy models. Wow. Oh, my God. What? Donald Trump, a Playboy billionaire, was sleeping with Playboy models? I mean, oh, my gosh. I think most of America is going to see this, Roger, and just be like, man, I am so sick of this. I think this is going to be another example, Roger, where people become more inclined to support Trump because of everyone attacking him.
I'll tell you what's even more troubling is a report I saw this afternoon on CNN regarding my longtime wingman and associate Andrew Miller. Now, as you know, Miller has moved to quash a subpoena for him to appear before the grand jury, and he has a very strong constitutional argument that will go now to the appeals court and could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. What's more troubling is that CNN used a picture of Miller and I together in which I am wearing a dashiki. Yes, a picture taken on Halloween. I don't want people to get the impression that I dress that way every day. So this is a violation of the laws of good taste. But it's amazing the way CNN goes out of their way to find the very worst pictures of me they can possibly find to show to put up with their fake news stories. I also don't know why the Miller story was news today. He filed his appeal weeks ago. So what made it topical today? Their headline, of course, is former Trump advisor's aide risks jail. This is an attempt to add to this fake news avalanche of negative stories for Donald Trump. Folks, I don't wear a dashiki every day. In fact, I think I've worn one once. It was Halloween.
Well, Roger, I've got a surprise for you on the other side of this break here. I don't think you've seen this video, and I think you're going to get a kick out of it. I think that you're really going to get a kick out of this video that I have for you on the other side of the break. But folks, before we go to break and while we're in the break, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and shop around on our website. You're going to find something that you like. If it's not the toothpaste, the shampoo, the supplements, a t-shirt, a hat, you're going to find something at InfoWarsStore.com. Water filters, air filters, it's all there. But I have to encourage you, this is the last week of August. Get to InfoWarsStore.com and get your official War Room t-shirt. It's the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt. It's $14.95 with coupon code War Room. Very comfortable, high quality, my favorite shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. It's become the official shirt of the War Room. And with coupon code War Room, you can get it right now for $14.95. You're not going to find a high quality t-shirt at such a low price. It'd be $30 in a retail store. It's $14.95 with coupon code War Room at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the Democrats are just in total turmoil right now. They have no leadership to speak of at all. They can't get any funding, so they have to go to Planned Parenthood for hundreds of thousands of dollars of funding. Hillary Clinton basically just took a fat dump in the Democrat Party's pool and then just said, eh, clean it up yourselves. Good luck. And now Nancy Pelosi is fighting the Democrat Party. The Democrats say, look, we don't want you as the speaker. We don't want you as the speaker anymore. You got to get out. And Pelosi says this demented, deranged, lunatic woman worth hundreds of millions of dollars serving as a congresswoman. Wonder what would happen if we investigated her like we investigated Trump. I think you know what would happen. Some serious criminal activity, most likely. And she's saying, screw you, I'm not going anywhere. So the Democrats are just, I mean, good. Woo! That party is a disaster. But Roger Stone, my co-host, is with me here. Roger, I've got a surprise for you. And I don't know if you've seen this video, but this is Lanny Davis going on with Megyn Kelly. You're going to be shocked by this. Look at what Lanny Davis tries to do for Michael Cohen live on, I guess, Megyn Kelly still has a show.
He knows.
Michael Cohen has committed to telling the truth to whoever wants him to tell the truth. Beyond that, I'll have to leave that to Mr. Petrillo, his criminal defense lawyer. But could I just take one opportunity to remind everyone that Michael Cohen has suffered a tragic and difficult experience with his family. He's without resources, and we've set up a website called MichaelCohenTruth.com that we're hoping that he will get some help from the American people so he can continue to tell the truth.
The audience is not, they don't know if you're ready to donate, Lanny, but we did check before we went to air. It's got $70,000 in it so far. And listen.
Yeah, and what's his name? Peter Stroke got $500,000. So, Roger, what do you make of Lanny Davis begging for money for Michael Cohen?
I think it's despicable. By the way, folks, now's a great time for you to go to thestonedefensefund.com. Support a real patriot. See, unlike Michael Cohen, I will not roll on the president of the United States. I will not betray my colleagues. I will not bear false witness and make up things against the president. But it is abundantly clear that having come up with no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any nonsense regarding John Podesta's emails, that Robert Mueller has me in his sights. I'm ready to fight, Owen, but I need the money. The hell with Michael Cohen.
Roger, let me ask you this question as Donald Trump tweets this out today. Social media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, whose ratings have suffered gravely. People have to figure out what is real and what is not without censorship. So President Trump has let the American people know he is well aware of what's going on, as has Brad Parscale, his campaign manager for 2020. But as Jack Dorsey is being called to testify in front of Congress, what action, though, do you see coming? Do you think President Trump has any action planned? Is he waiting to see what happens? Is he just trying to intimidate him by saying, I know what you're doing? Or is he just kind of not doing enough? I mean, where do you kind of gauge President Trump right now as far as where he stands on all the censorship as far as action is concerned?
Well, I think he understands the issue, Owen, but I have the same frustration with the president that I've had on the issue, for example, of Jeff Sessions. Don't demand that he do things. Order him to do so. And if the insubordination that we see right now by his attorney general does rise to the level of termination. He should fire Jeff Sessions, but he should fire Rod Rosenstein first. Now, it is little known that Rosenstein, prior to the appointment of Robert Mueller, got the president to sign a document that, through executive order, changed the order of succession, the flow of power, at the Justice Department. It means that even if the president were to dismiss Mr. Sessions and Mr. Rosenstein, the third and fourth person in charge are all certified deep staters. The president would have to go at least four deep to get an attorney general committed to the rule of law and loyal to this administration. This, of course, proves that Rosenstein was planning this coup all along, and he knew that what he was going to do would put he and the hapless Keebler elf in real jeopardy. So they laid out a plan. It's time for action by the president. I appreciate his sentiments, but it is time for him to order the Deputy Attorney General for Antitrust to move aggressively in court against the social media giants. They are violating antitrust laws through their monopolistic practices today. They do not want to be exposed in terms of their manipulation of the algorithms and the other computer tricks they use to cut back on the reach and the frequency of conservative commentators and websites like InfoWars. It is time for action, not just words, Mr. President.
Roger, I want to ask you a question here. Bill Maher is one of the only people on the left side of the aisle. In fact, as far as I know, other than Alan Dershowitz, those are the only two people that would be considered liberal or left-leaning that stood up for free speech and stood up for Alex Jones. You're friends with Bill Maher. You go on the show regularly. Do you think Alex Jones should go on Bill Maher's show?
There's no question that if he is invited, he should go on. It would be epic television. Bill Maher is a tough interview. He's a very smart guy. He's very quick on his feet. We agree with him on a number of things. He recognizes the dangers of Islamic extremism and terrorism. He recognizes that marijuana should be legalized. He is wrong about Russian collusion and the Trump administration. It literally doesn't exist, didn't exist in the campaign. But were Alex Jones to be asked to go on with Bill Maher, he should do it. Alex Jones is no shrinking violet. He can handle himself, and the television show would be epic.
That'd be huge. It'd be the biggest Bill Maher show ever.
But I hope Bill Maher understands that if he invites Alex Jones, he is risking being knocked off of, I guess he's at HBO, no?
Yeah, he's HBO, yes.
Yeah, well, they will probably ban him, too. You see, that's the other thing. There's a huge guilt by association thing. Post a picture of Alex Jones on your website, and you're in danger of being taken down, of being blocked from the internet. I saw yesterday where Senator Ron Wyden says there should be consequences for social media companies that don't ban Alex Jones. Well, I disagree. There should be consequences for scrawny U.S. senators who abridged the First Amendment rights of patriots like Alex Jones.
Ron Wyden is a weasel who doesn't pass the Schmel test. But I don't know. I think, you know, Bill Maher has had his show on HBO Real Time with Bill Maher for long, long time now. And Bill Maher is one of the few that stood up for Alex Jones. My guess is, I mean, Bill Maher, I mean, whatever it is, I mean, Bill Maher is a man of principle. He says, you know, he'd rather have less people on the earth. He stands by that. Like, you know, he doesn't shy away. He's like, yeah, I want less traffic. People want to commit suicide. All of them die. So, I mean, I think that he would, my point is, I think he would stand by his guns in standing up for Alex Jones and free speech and having him on the show and not being afraid of HBO. But I don't know. Roger, you might be the man to get this done.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. They're trying to ban us everywhere. But Infowars.com/show is, of course, our own website. And I know people are sending me, I get it all every day, air this, air that, they're throttling this, they're censoring that. I know. And we're doing everything we can to try to make sure that we get our live transmissions to you folks. But Infowars.com/show and the official Infowars app is where we can go. And I'm just lucky that even though now, you know, it's funny. Actually, will you guys actually look this up? I didn't look this up since our ban hit yesterday. Because once they banned us, people were uploading the War Room show to Twitter or to YouTube, excuse me, on like 10 different accounts, but they banned us on YouTube now from uploading. So I'm just curious if people are still uploading our videos on YouTube. It's not us. We're banned, but that's what they're doing now. That's what we're dealing with. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. And we've got all kinds of great specials going right now. The best bone broth supplement that you will find is at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, bone broth is an up-and-coming, I don't want to say fad because it's not a fad. It's a legit supplement that people are going to be drawn to now, and it's going to compete, I even think, with whey protein in the market for post-workouts. But we have the best formula at InfoWarsStore.com, and you're not going to find a better price. It's not even close, in fact. So try the new Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off today. In fact, I just got my shipments today. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, support us. This is how we survive. And when you fuel us and you fund us, we then take that funding and figure out ways to build a bigger platform, hire more people, recruit more people, and reach more people. That's what we do with your funding at InfoWarsStore.com, and we appreciate all your support. You make it all possible. All right, Roger, we're going to open up the phone lines here on a Friday for anything. It's Open Line Friday. Question for Roger, question for me, question about anything. The phone number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. And we will take your calls on anything here today. Roger, what would you like to hear? Is there anything specific you'd like to hear from the callers today?
Well, I think a lot of people are confused and curious about why the president has not moved against the special counsel, against Jeff Sessions, against the rogue element that is running the Justice Department. It's amazing that the courts have ruled that Mueller's appointment is constitutional because he has the oversight of an elected official, President Trump, and an appointed official, Rod Rosenstein, without recognizing that the subject of the Mueller investigation involves both Trump and Rosenstein as witnesses at a minimum, perhaps more. In view of the fact that Rosenstein wrote the memo to the president advocating the termination of Mr. Comey and the process for firing him, he has a stunning conflict of interest. The bottom line is that Robert Mueller has no effective oversight, which is why his appointment is unconstitutional. Who elected Mr. Mueller for these unilateral powers? Who approved his budget? Who authorized his appointment? Not the Congress, not the executive, not anyone who was elected. This is a veritable coup d'etat. Now, there have been various lawsuits raised against the authority of Mr. Mueller, one by Paul Manafort's attorneys, one by Concord, the firm involved in the first Russian indictment, and, of course, the one pending from Andrew Miller. There's a lot of fine legal work there, but no one has utilized the conflict of interest issues yet before the court.
All right. So if you want to call in and talk with Roger about that, or you have comments on that, the number is 888-201-2244. Roger, let's begin taking calls. Let's start off. Leading us off today is Greg calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Greg.
Roger and Owen, I'd like to first thank Roger for his unabashed moxie and style.
His machismo. Owen. You've got machismo, Roger.
Thank you. Right. And Owen, I love that you are younger than me generationally. You came up through this system that tried to corrupt everything about you, and you found your truth and, you know, navigated your way. And your brain force powered brain and flipping the script on them is something they won't be able to beat.
Oh, you mean like how I joined Antifa?
Yes, I love that. Initially, I was worried about that.
Antifa-shista! Right. Ah! Anti-fascista! Ah! Anti, Antifa, Shista. And they quit chanting that as soon as I started chanting that. But I'm a real anti-fascist. I'm against the fascists at Google and Apple and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. So I am anti-fascist. I've joined Antifa. I think we should all join Antifa. They'll go home.
Well, we know they're not. The powers that be is not going to stop. There's no way they're going to stop.
Yeah, yeah. They'll just rebrand them. They'll literally rebrand themselves and call themselves the Brown Shirts.
Right. The same with Camera Hogg. You know, like once he started getting challenged, he went away and he was useless. Cameron Owens chasing after the Muslim chick. You know, she wouldn't debate her. You know, like the more we embrace their narrative and confront their narrative, I think they will go away. And I think the Aikido flip there is where we need to go. So initially I was worried about it, but I'm starting to get what you were talking about.
So let me ask you, Roger, how does President Trump do the judo flip that Greg talks about on the media to kind of, get them to fall all over themselves?
Well, first of all, I have an idea in terms of the collapse of Antifa. Owen, we get you one of those Rob Dew hats, some shades. You don't bathe for a couple weeks. You'll fit right
How
in with
hat?
Antifa. Yeah, that would do it.
A front hole hat? People tell me, no, people, I'm not even kidding you. People want us to design and sell a grab 'em by the front hole t-shirt.
Sorry, Roger.
In any event, without going there, look, I think the president's doing a pretty good job of counterpunching the media. But the lynching here is kind of obvious. All of a sudden, a minor campaign finance violation, which is arguable, but by the way, may not be a violation at all, rises to the level of impeachment. Meanwhile, Bill and Hillary can boost $145 million from the Russian energy company. Barack Obama can sell guns to ISIS, and no, that's no problem whatsoever. There's an egregious double standard out there, and the mainstream media is out of control. When CNN features a picture of me wearing a dashiki instead of a suit, that is really below the belt.
Well, it's just amazing, Roger, because I'm sorry. It's like this isn't meant to be offensive or insulting, Roger. It's just like anyone that has a brain, anybody that can see, anybody that actually looks into any of this and has logic and reason. I mean, beyond whatever you think about Trump or is he this or is he that, it's not even about that. It's like, how is it that the Clintons, literally caught red-handed colluding with China, funding their campaign in the 90s, caught colluding with Russia, colluding with Russian agents to put up some dossier and use it as opposition research? I mean, they're caught red-handed. This isn't about who's bad, who's good, who do I support, who do I not support. They point the finger, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. No evidence. They're just literally drowning in Russian collusion, drowning in Chinese collusion. Not even a peep from the media, Roger.
Well, I think the media would have to cover their prosecution if Donald Trump had appointed an attorney general committed to the rule of law instead of a demented elf from Alabama who is either compromised or senile. His insubordination to the president in public yesterday is intolerable. The president needs to fire him. And then order the acting attorney general, as many firings down as he needs to go, to investigate Jeff Sessions and why he has been compromised. I think there may be.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Back to the War Room. Infowars.com/show is where you can always find us. More traffic going there than ever because we are being censored off all the major social media platforms. Roger Stone is with us for one more segment. We've got callers lined up. Let's jump to Jerome in New York. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was going to let you guys know that I have a residence in mainland China, and you guys aren't blocked over there. Without a VPN, I type you into Baidu, their search engine, and boom, there you guys are. It's not blocked. That was within like a couple of months ago. I'm leaving again in a couple of weeks. So when I get back, I'll give you all a call and let you know if it's still going on. Now, of course, your Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, now that's always been blocked over there without a VPN, that is. the VPN, you get all that. But now I guess they kind of it migrated over here now. So now
well, yeah, that's just what Alex said. He said the Chinese style censorship is coming to the United States. Roger, you got censored off Twitter, what, over a year ago now?
Yeah. So what you're saying, if I get this right, is that the internet censorship is worse in the United States than it is in China. That's basically what you were saying. It's a hell of a commentary. We're supposed to have a free press in this country. We're supposed to have First Amendment rights. Yesterday, I got an email from a New York Times reporter that said, do you agree with Alex Jones that the banning of InfoWars is a left-wing plot? And what in the world could the president really do about this? Does anybody who works at the New York Times know what they're doing? Well, a couple of them do, but not this particular reporter. We're not arguing it's a left-wing plot. We're arguing that it is an unconstitutional abridgment of our First Amendment rights. They want to silence us in preparation for taking our Second Amendment rights, so we can't object to it, and then the takedown of Donald Trump, which has begun, folks. The first stages of the counter-revolution, Hillary Clinton's revenge, have been launched. They have used the sad occasion of Paul Manafort's conviction on charges completely unrelated to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign or the Trump administration, along with the cowardless and gutless rolling of Michael Cohen and the folding of David Pecker and the folks at American Media to create their phony narrative that they hope will justify the removal of the man, the president, who was elected by the people last November. They couldn't win at the ballot box. This is an effort to undo the results of the last election. Nothing less.
All right, Jerome.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, call us back when you come back from China and see if the censorship of Infowars.com is there, or if you can still watch us. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Barry, the Australian, calling in from Alabama. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, g'day, Owen. G'day, Roger. I'd just like to make a few comments about the left's tactics and how they're going to work. And you asked the question the other day of where this is all going to end. I think all their tactics are going to backfire on them, like they've been blowing back on them since the beginning, and that's where it's going to end as well. There's just too many red pills out there and not enough blue for them to succeed in what they're trying to do. And also believe there's an analogy that I wanted to bring up was it's like the deep state is standing there peeing into a fan and trying to tell everybody, we're not wet and we don't smell like urine. And yet when you get close enough to them, yeah, they stink to high heaven.
Yeah, meanwhile, they're pointing at you saying, you're the one covered in urine. You're the one pissing into the fan. And you're like, you're standing over here dry as a bone in the sun, and they're just literally just covered in their own urine, pissing into the wind. Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. Roger, your response?
Well, I hope that you are right. The real question, though, is when will the president cast off his lily-livered, gutless advisors and take action? He has the power to expose and prosecute the real criminals, but instead he is going to wait until after the election. Rudy Giuliani says that he won't consider pardons or taking action until after the Mueller investigation is over. Gentlemen, the Mueller investigation will never be over until he is either terminated or he takes down the president of the United States. They'd love, the establishment could live with Mike Pence. He is owned by Big Pharma, owned lock, stock, and barrel. We have published the special court's results, the amount of money paid out to people damaged by mandatory vaccination, some $300 million. Now, for the first time, even though this has been the province of the vice president, that information is no longer available, blocked from public access by Vice President Mike Pence. No, folks, the plot to take down Donald Trump is in full swing. Only one man can save this president. He needs to throw off his establishment advisors and the voices of caution and do what is necessary to save himself and his reform agenda.
Well, you know, thank you for the call, Barry. Roger, it may also be hard for Robert Mueller to continue his investigation from a jail cell. But that's one thing. You know, and here's another dynamic to this, Roger, that I wish, you know, this is the kind of stuff that bothers me so much. It's like I wish I could get this information to people because I understand this dynamic. A lot of these people that hate Donald Trump also hate George Bush and would even, in fact, tell you that George Bush did 9/11. I guarantee it. That's the type of people we're dealing with here, and which is fine. But my point is that they don't understand Robert Mueller was the one that covered up 9/11. Robert Mueller was the guy put in charge of the FBI right before 9/11 happened. Robert Mueller is from the Bush administration's corrupt FBI. And it's like, if these people knew that, I guarantee you that would shock them. I guarantee you that would hit them like a wave and make them have to reconsider things. So it's like, it's stuff like that that bothers me, Roger. It's like, how do we get these people to understand that Mueller, the guy that you think is a hero, if you knew who he was, the guy that covered up the truth about 9/11 via the FBI under the Bush administration, they would have hated him too. But they don't know this guy. They don't know who he is. And no one on television or in the mainstream news tells them.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's an extraordinary record there, whether it is arresting the wrong three suspects in the anthrax investigation, and then the man he ultimately arrested died mysteriously in custody, or whether it is the cover up of the BCCI scandal, or whether it is the cover up of the shoot down of Flight 103, or whether it's keeping three men who he knew were innocent rotting in a Boston jail for a murder they did not commit. Or whether it is ignoring reports that 5 of 9 hijackers were training at a Sarasota flight school and then covering up the ties between the local Saudi family that was harboring them and the 9/11 plot. Mr. Mueller has a colorful past. Should they bring bogus charges against me, I will be discussing all of those matters ad nauseum in public. And if I am gagged, others who support me are prepared to do so. This idea that he is unassailable.
Gentlemen, Roger, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to let you know that the InfoWars app has gone to number one on Android, and number one on iTunes. They have now delisted it. It's still available, but you cannot search it. Even though we know millions and millions of downloads have happened, they have now delisted that. And Google has declared us fake news, and CBS News has now listed us as fake news. So the assault is now. I think they plan to get Trump out before the midterms in the next 74 days. I'm just letting you know right now the app's still available at InfoWars.com/. But even though it's number one in news on both platforms, it's unsearchable in either one of them, and they've totally delisted it. So this is how they do it. They're really making their move.
I agree with your analysis about their attempt to remove him in the next 74 days, Alex. I think you are right on the money. This is going down right now, exactly as we at InfoWars predicted it. This is the big event. This is what the takedown of InfoWars was the precursor for. First take down InfoWars and Alex Jones, then take away our guns, now move on Donald Trump. It is so abundantly clear.
And you have to erase Alex Jones and InfoWars before you do that so that the truth can't get out.
Well, exactly. This is the takeover of the First Amendment. The false flag is the end of the First Amendment ahead of all the stuff they're planning and their commission on elections to end elections. I mean, folks, you cannot stress how criminal this is, how serious this is. They are making their move.
And now they're probably going to move. They're going to make their move to ban us from going live on Twitter and Facebook because we dare had Alex Jones comment. Alex Jones is not allowed to be a guest. Alex Jones is not allowed to appear. You're not allowed to call Alex Jones.
Charlie Manson can go on any show he wants when he was alive, but not me. Folks, this is it. This is the main assault.
All right, Roger Stone, final comments. Take us to break.
Yeah, the people at Media Matters really, really liked Alex Jones's Bernie Sanders impression. They really, it delighted them, as I'm sure you saw. Folks, go to the InfoWars.com site right now. Our backs are against the wall. We have a full-out assault from the deep state. This is the flag of freedom. We are the cutting edge.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I told you I would not get angry today, and I'm going to try not to as I cover this story, which, I mean, you know, shouldn't anger you that Yahoo News would put out such tripe. Headline reads, Molly Tibbetts, suspected murderer, is an all-American boy with no prior record, defense argues. An all-American boy who's not from here, who has no record because he was undocumented. Can you believe that Yahoo News would put such garbage out? And just think about how Molly Tibbetts missing was one of the biggest stories of the year for months. One of the biggest stories. They played every press conference. They always gave you the updates. And then it turns out she was murdered, killed by a non-citizen. What happened to all the news? Gone. Uninterested all of a sudden. Funny how that works. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to realize something else about this story. There is something else to this. And I don't know what it is, but there is something else to this. Because have you heard anyone give you the reason as to why? They say that it was a sexual advancement thing, and he was trying to basically, you know, get her to sleep with them, and she wasn't interested. And apparently he's stalking her, running around, and scoops her up. Oh, and so again, so but notice how they're not really talking to you about the motive. Was it race-based? Was it sex-based? Was it gang-affiliated behavior? I don't know. They won't tell you. But I can't believe this. I totally forgot this, guys. Pull up Simone Sanders' Twitter. This is honestly unbelievable. Simone Sanders blames toxic masculinity for what happened to Molly Tibbetts, saying that it was her boyfriend's fault. Simone Sanders blamed Molly Tibbetts' boyfriend for her being abducted and murdered. That is how sick. You want to know who an animal is? Simone Sanders is an animal. That's an animal. You are a... See, now I'm getting mad. I'm not going to get mad today. Just look at what Simone Sanders tweets out. Molly Tibbetts was murdered because... Pull that back up, guys. Molly Tibbetts was murdered because she told a man to leave her alone while she was jogging. Her murderer happens to be undocumented. This isn't about border security. This is about toxic masculinity. Molly Tibbetts lost her life because a man couldn't take her saying no. Full stop. She says full shop and then it's full stop and then threads like five other tweets. So, okay. But regardless, this woman is totally unhinged. This woman is out of her mind. This is beyond fake news. Pull that back up. No, people need to see this. This is the state of the brainwashed, racist, black liberal in America. Sick, disgusting that this woman would blame white men, which she does in her tweet thread, blaming white men for the murder of Molly Tibbetts when it was an undocumented immigrant who was frustrated at the refusal of the sexual advances, so abducted her and killed her, and Simone Sanders, a sick, demented freak, blames white men and toxic masculinity. That's a CNN commentator. Now let's go to clip 8, guys. I know I don't have time. Just roll clip 8. Now listen to CNN's Chris Cuomo.
However, the idea that murder is a likely consequence of illegal entrance is bogus. It is a flawed premise, and it is an ugly premise. Why? There is no good data that shows illegal entrants are more of a threat to hurt you. In fact, the data shows they are less of
That's
one.
A lie. There is now, no Trump data. You don't have the data. Out. They're undocumented.
63,000 victims since 9/11. A lot of you echo it to me. It is BS. It is as exaggerated as the larger point that he and his folks
So here's
want
CNN,
to make.
Literally, demonizing Chris Cuomo, Simone Sanders telling you, don't look over here at this undocumented immigrant that just murdered this girl. Don't look over here. Elizabeth Warren says, don't look over here. Look at the white man. It's the white man. Blame the white man. Yes. Seriously, how am I supposed to not get upset when you have Yahoo News and CNN News pivoting off the actual story of what happened to Molly Tibbetts and blaming men and toxic masculinity and even America? And, you know, here's the funny thing, too. It's like these people have no logic. So they try to cite these stats and they say, well, the stats actually say that immigrants are less likely to commit a crime. Yeah, because immigrants are vetted. Don't you get it? We only take the best and the brightest and the people that want to come here and work and have a family and enjoy the freedom and prosperity and not piss on this country and not go commit crimes because they understand how great it is to be here. They understand the privilege that they now have and the honor to be an American. That's why those stats are low. And then they have the nerve to say, well, there's no proof that undocumented citizens are a higher risk to Americans because they're undocumented. There's no data. And so it's like, how do I come on here and try to create comedy out of this? Mark Dice could probably find a way to do it. He's like a Jedi at that. But it's like, I just get angry at Elizabeth Warren saying, Molly Tibbetts isn't the story. It's about mamas and babies at the border, separating mamas from babies at the border, separating mamas from babies and mamas and babies and mamas and babies. Elizabeth Warren with her trained propaganda. And then Simone Sanders, Molly Tibbetts died because of toxic white males. And then Chris Cuomo, how dare Trump say that Molly Tibbetts was permanently separated from her family? How dare he? So let me get this straight. Molly Tibbetts' mom isn't a mama, and Molly Tibbetts isn't her mama's baby, according to Elizabeth Warren. And you have an undocumented, whatever the case may be, an individual who's here illegally, you can say, oh, I don't believe in that. Well, what does that even mean, you don't believe in that? Oh, really? Can you go walk into Mexico? No. Can you go walk into Honduras? No. You'd be illegal. You'd go to jail. You may never come back. I'm just going off. It's just, I can't even believe how sick and twisted people like Elizabeth Warren and Simone Sanders are. I mean, those are sick, twisted, demented, evil people. They really are. They really are. And it's just unbelievable to me that they'll sit here and say, mamas and babies at the border, mamas and babies at the border. And then if you say, well, you know, because of your open border policy, a mama has been permanently separated from their baby. How dare you say that, racist? That's a white girl from Iowa. Screw you. That's because of toxic masculinity. I mean, I honestly have no words. I have no words for how sick and twisted and evil that is. Unbelievable. And then they're going to sit up here and act like they are the party of virtue. They are the party of empathy. They have no virtue or empathy. All they have is their own selfish, racist, greedy mentality. That's what it is. Simone Sanders is a racist and Elizabeth Warren is a greedy pig. That's what you want to you want me to boil it down for you? You want me to tell you why Simone Sanders is such a sick freak? You want me to tell you why you look at Elizabeth Warren and your skin crawls? Because Elizabeth Warren is a criminal, greedy scumbag, and she's a total phony fraud, and she knows it. And she's worried that now more people are becoming privy to how big of a fraud she is. So Elizabeth Warren is a selfish, greedy fraud. Simone Sanders is a selfish, greedy racist. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Let me take some phone calls. Let's go to Mike in Vancouver. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, an absolute honor to talk to you.
The honor's all mine.
I missed you in Portland. I was out of town.
That's all right. I said the honor's all mine.
Oh, thank you. Well, hopefully this will cheer you up a little bit. I got a T-shirt design. My niece is an artist, and I'd love to ever draw this up. What I was thinking was a living room setting with CNN call letters on a TV screen, and out of the TV you're hearing Trump's a racist, Trump's a misogynist. Well, then you have a couch with four parrots on it, and they're looking at each other all saying, Trump's a racist, Trump's a misogynist. I thought that would be a funny design for a T-shirt.
You know, I don't know if that really works for a t-shirt, but that's definitely a good cartoon. That's definitely something that I think Ben Garrison could knock out. That's good imagery.
Yeah. Well, anything else? I'm from Vancouver. Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm from Vancouver. I call it Vantucky because there's a lot of Trump supporters. And
and just so the audience knows, it's Vancouver, Washington. Vancouver, Washington. We have listeners in Canada, too, but you're talking about Vancouver, Washington.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And anyway, it's just a pleasure to talk to you, and you definitely got a ton of InfoWars out here, including me.
Well, thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate that. Let's go to Cameron calling in from Colorado. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hey, Owen, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm okay today. I'm honestly in a good mood, but, you know, when I have to deal with this fake news and these liars in the media, I tend to get a little upset. I hope I've controlled my anger today.
Oh, you're doing a fine job, sir. Fine job. So I was calling. I talked to you last week about putting up flyers in my local area. I want to put out 2 points. One, part of the college Republicans at my university and the counties as well. We need young Trump supporters, pro-Americana people to come out and give us a hand. They're willing to donate time. But the main reason why I'm calling is we talked last week about putting up flyers and potentially doing a Proud Boys-esque kind of thing. And it was funny, a couple hours later, after you and I had talked, Proud Boys got completely deplatformed. Just the connection with that of potentially being afraid of People Power, maybe a possible alliance between the two of us.
Could be.
And having them taken down right away. I just thought that was just kind of interesting. Put that out there.
Yeah, and thank you for the call. But, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, is getting people mobilized, boots on the ground, whether it be putting up flyers or just wearing a T-shirt out. And I pretty much reached a conclusion because I've got so many projects I want to work on. I want to work on University Wars, where you film your crazed professors and upload it to our website, and we promote you, bring you on the show. I wanted to start some deal where it's like it's kind of like a Proud Boys deal, but we reward you for street activism. But it's like, I really don't even have the time to commit to these projects unless I wanted to stop doing the show. And then B, all of the people that work here are so busy with 500 other projects and dealing with all the censorship and working around that and figuring out the app and everything, that it's like, we don't even have the time to do all of this. And we're already, the average employee at InfoWars is already doing four times as much as the average employee at any other news organization. So I don't know what I might have to do with that deal, because more people are asking me about it, is to just do it organically and just not even really organize. Just say, okay, and figure out somehow to do it. But I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to Chris real quick. Chris, you got 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I just want to say I love your show, and the amount of censorship you guys have is just ridiculous. I don't know how you could do it and just keep it up. I just want to say I'm a Cuban-American. Well, I'm an American. My parents came from Cuba. My grandparents were from Cuba. They came here legally. We love America. I don't want to get off point here. I wanted to talk about the war on drugs and basically, specifically, more or less about marijuana, just to keep it simplified. But just wanted to count, like, how many wins we could get if we did legalize marijuana. It would increase drops for Americans who want to legally grow, a crop, a plant, a flower. It would cripple the cartels, the drug trade, the violent gangs who produce these drugs. It would put pressure on Mexico with that, to where we could get them to actually pay for the wall, help us pay for the wall. And
well, all we'd have to do is quit giving foreign aid to Mexico. We could pay for the wall. I mean, we give them so much foreign aid, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean, we could, for people who are like for simple possession, criminal possession,
Well, just Chris, thank you for the call. We're about to go to break here, but just to summarize Chris's point, which is right on, it would be a massive victory for President Trump to do something about marijuana laws and drug laws in this country. The war on drugs is a fraud. It's a sham. The CIA runs most of the cocaine. It's all been exposed. Trump should end the war on drugs, legalize marijuana. It'd be a huge victory for him.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I've been telling you today how the Democrat Party is just in absolute panic mode right now. They have no leadership. They've told Nancy Pelosi to step down as speaker. She says no. They're just dying. If we had real elections in this country, if we had fair elections in this country, the Democrat Party would already be dead. But because the Democrat Party uses illegal votes, creates voter blocks, has dead people voting, has people voting twice, they've been caught doing all of this, folks. I mean, just look at all the crimes that Acorn was caught with voter fraud when Obama was running Acorn. I mean, it's like all documented stuff. So we know what the Democrats are doing, but they're in total panic. Now they have they had a meetup, I think it was today, where they're now debating changing the superdelegate system, which is what Hillary took advantage of to rig the DNC primaries. And it's just funny because I'm sitting here thinking about it. Bernie beat Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders had rallies that were the closest thing you could find to a Trump rally. He didn't have probably about half as many people, but that's still thousands of people. He was still almost fill arenas. So Bernie Sanders, clearly more popular than Hillary. Hillary rigged it, cheated, and stole it from Bernie. But you notice something. Donald Trump, President Trump has stood up for Bernie Sanders and being victimized by the Democrats rigging it for Hillary. Trump has stood up for Bernie Sanders supporters more than Bernie. Bernie hasn't even said boo. Bernie went on and endorsed Hillary after she stole it from him. So it makes you wonder about that. But it's just hilarious. The Democrat Party is a joke. And they think that they can prop themselves up in the midterms by rigging elections, buying the electronic voting machines, and bringing in illegal voting blocks. Or having counties in Ohio, or was it Pennsylvania, where the average voter is 126 years old. The oldest person on earth is 120. These are Democrat tactics to rig elections. And I had a caller say something or ask me a question, and I just wanted to kind of get to it real quick in case people were curious. He said, how do you go on despite the censorship? And it was an interesting question to think about because most people would be deterred or they would be unenthused or lose their energy when they see their audience getting you know, cut down or they're getting kneecapped by the establishment. But it's funny for me because it's like this thing I've said, I'm proud to be the black sheep of the media. Like I'm glad that, you know, we're untouchable. Nobody's allowed to talk about us. Nobody's allowed to cross platform us, promote us. So I want to be the black sheep, believe me. But to answer the question, when I first got into this, I've always felt this way. When I first started doing this, I left Facebook and I had a Twitter, but I left Facebook was the big thing at the time, and Twitter and everything. I left all of it and I just went to YouTube. And at the time, people were like, what are you doing? Facebook is where everyone's at. Twitter is where everyone's at. Nobody cares about YouTube. Nobody's going to go watch your videos on YouTube. What are you doing? You're wasting your time. And I just said, look, I don't really care. I'm not in this for a popularity contest. And people want to go see my videos, then go see my videos. If they don't, then they don't. I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't want to deal with it. It sucks. But it's the same dynamic. I'm not in this to be popular. I'm not in this to be wealthy. I'm not in this to be famous. I'm in this because I want to change the world. And I realized when I tuned in to mainstream media for the first time, I realized, wow, these are a bunch of phonies, a bunch of liars. You know what? I'm not a phony. I'm not a liar. And the crazy thing is, a lot of people have this psychological thing, and it's part of the battle where because someone's on TV and they're the expert, you know, it's like, ooh, like how do you get there? How do I become the man on TV with the suit? How do I become the girl on TV with the makeup crew and the hair crew and the whole team to make sure she looks good? Folks, you see these, I'm not trying to be insulting, but you see these women off air, you see these women outside of the television studio, you don't even recognize them. I mean, like, but my point is it's the same thing. It's like, and I want other people to understand this. Don't listen to the flack. Just be yourself. Be true to yourself. And the world, the universe will deliver every time. It's like what Donald Trump is doing right now. He's just being real. Like think about it like this. Donald Trump is not the first president to have a bunch of people making claims about him and to say he's X, Y, or Z. Every president has had to endure that. Bush, Obama, okay? But what is the difference between Trump and Obama? We'll just leave it to Obama. Trump actually responds to the criticism. Trump actually sits down and takes questions about all of the lies and all of the stories and all the propaganda against him. Did Barack Obama ever respond to the accusations against him? No. Did Barack Obama ever have a hard TV interview where they sat down and asked him the tough questions about his policies, paying off Iran, saying he's going to meet with Putin, funding and running Fast and Furious, starting the spy campaign on Trump? Oh, that's not us reporting that. That's James Clapper. James Clapper said Obama started Spygate. We told you that first. But do you notice, where's Obama? He's hiding. Where was Obama during his 8 years? Doing ESPN interviews, doing softball interviews. So just understand that difference between Trump. Trump actually addresses the American people. Trump actually fights back against the attacks on him. Why? Because they're fake. Why didn't Obama ever come out and respond to all the attacks on him? Probably because they're real. And by responding to that, he legitimizes it. And he knows that, and so he ignores it to act like it's not real, nothing to see here. It's a total deep state CIA propaganda technique, folks. It's just like the linguistics of Elizabeth Warren saying mamas and babies every time she does an interview. It's just like when Obama signed the what was it called in 2016? Maybe it was part of the NDAA, where propaganda is now legal in the United States. So that's Obama going full communist. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm digressing, but I guess my point is just for other people to understand. Even if you don't think you have much of an impact, even if you're doing a YouTube channel and your friends think you're wasting your time and you can only get 30 or 50 views or something, if that's what you want to do, if that makes you feel like you're accomplishing something and maybe gives you an outlet to speak your mind and change the world and wake up other people, then don't be perturbed. Don't be stopped just because they're trying to censor you or people make fun of you and act like you don't exist. That's perseverance leading to victory. And that's what InfoWars is going through right now. So yeah, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to work even harder now that they're censoring us. It's like what I'm doing. I'm doing 2 interviews every day, at least. Some days I'm doing 3 to beat the censorship. So I even work harder. I've got new projects I'm working on. So that's the response. It's not being deterred. It's not being slighted. It's not becoming the victim. It's being motivated. Let the hate motivate you. Let the haters motivate you. Let people tell you what you can't do, inspire you to prove them wrong. That's one way to change the world. So anyway, I just digressed on that. I'm going to come back and take your phone calls and get to some of this news. But folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself the official War Room t-shirt. It's the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt. It's $14.95 right now with coupon code War Room. That's $14.95 right now with coupon code War Room. Take advantage of that special before the end of August, because once the month and the calendar turns, coupon code War Room for the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt will no longer be valid. So take advantage of that now.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's said now that our economy is the strongest it's ever been in the history of our country. And you just have to take a look at the numbers. Unemployment, all-time historic lows. Black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, Asian unemployment, women unemployment. These are records that are being set on a weekly basis. Our country is doing phenomenally well. We're going all the way. You look at what's happening outside of the United States, it's not a pretty picture. Inside of our country, we are just setting records, and I'm going to keep it that way. We have a lot of potential. We have a long way to go. Great trade deals are being negotiated right now. We're doing some great, great trade deals. When that happens, your 4.1 is going to go even higher. We're having a lot of fun.
All right, there's President Trump. He's having a lot of fun. You heard it. You heard it right here, right now. The Drudge Report has just linked to a story. It's just, it's so funny when I go and I tell people, like, you know, you realize that illegals are voting in every election, and some brainwashed college student zombie, how dare you say that? There's no proof of that. That's fake news. You guys just make that up. When there's, like, I mean, thousands of documented cases. It's just ridiculous. The Drudge Report just linked to a story, voting fraud charges filed against foreign nationals. They actually have the names and what country they're from. Can you imagine trying to vote in a Mexican election? These people are so stupid, man. Anyway, so once again, voter fraud just caught, just being exposed in real time. Oh, but it doesn't exist. Yeah, nothing to see here. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a bunch of phone calls here, clean out the boards, and then do a news blitz in the final segment. So I ask the callers to please just jump on here and get right to it. Let's go to Teresa calling in from Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I want you to know that you're my favorite host on InfoWars.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you so much.
And I share your frustration. I'm trying to figure out what Trump is doing. I'm totally confused.
So you're probably an impatient. You're impatient like me.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why he doesn't fire everybody. He has the power to do it. I voted for the man, Trump, not somebody that's not going to stand up to the swamp. And it's disgusting. I'm still waiting. He needs to fire Robert Mueller. He needs to fire all of these people. And I'm just waiting. It's like I just wanted to get out there and put
it on
the
table. I totally hear you. We're probably like-minded here. It's like when I see something wrong, or I see something that needs to get done, I can't do anything until I fix it. Like, I'm neurotic like that. We hope that Trump is sitting back here and just letting these people destroy themselves before he brings them down. But yeah, I'm like you. It's like, hey, let's go here. We know what's going on. Let's do something about it. Quit sitting on our hands. And then it's sitting in the back of our mind too. Like, is anything ever going to get done? Like, are these people ever going to be brought to justice?
He needs to know that that's why he got elected, because people are sick of it. They're sick of the, you know, status quo, and they're sick of it. And nobody understands that, you know, enough is enough. The left is crazed out of their minds. The stuff they come up with is so obvious. And people know that. People know the truth.
Yeah, it's totally insane. And again, I'm not trying to, it's like with the whole Q thing, like everybody who follows Q just has this blind faith that Q is real and everything Q says is going to be delivered. Okay, well, you know, that's a nice pipe dream to live in. We'd all like to see that happen, but I'm sorry, I don't have faith in an anonymous source on the internet, and I'm going to continue to spur President Trump to drain the damn swamp. Exactly, Teresa, we voted for Trump to drain the damn swamp. Drain the damn thing. Just flush that toilet. Thank you for the call, Teresa. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Owen. Word of the wise here. The last thing you want to be in America is famous and not be rich. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I guess Omarosa.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. You don't shoot for that. Let's all get rich together.
I agree. I'm no communist, but like it's like a rising tide raises all ships. Like, I want everyone to be independent. I want everybody to make money. I want everybody to understand that you can work in this country and make money for yourself without having to pay the government everything, which is what they want.
Correct. Trump is waiting for Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed as Supreme Court justice before he wants to annoy the Senate by firing Jeff Sessions. That's what's holding him up. It's not about the election. It's just about the Kavanaugh confirmation, I believe.
Now, I do recall reading that they wanted to get the Kavanaugh thing done by September, but the Democrats keep trying to push that back. Is there something new on this?
Well, I mean, the Supreme Court goes into session October, first Monday in October, so certainly Kavanaugh needs to be on there by then.
So, yeah, but, it's September or post-election, basically.
Right, but I don't think Trump wants to wait until after the election to get rid of Sessions.
No. The only people that want to wait till after election is Democrats.
Yeah. Roger Stone said the magic word today. He said acting attorney general to look into the investigators. And that's when your signal on InfoWars.com got cut. And that's for the next 20 minutes, it was hard to get your live feed to come back up. So I don't know.
I had some complaints with that, too.
Right. But it was right after my favorite topic, which is acting attorney general. Claman should be acting attorney general. And we should do that through recess appointment. And we really need to spend more time talking about recess appointment powers and how Trump can get that done.
Trump needs to have somebody in his ear telling him this stuff. I mean, I don't know if Trump knows it or not.
Right. Well, Jay Sekulow or Larry Klayman or Roger Stone, somebody's got to get an emergency message to him that he has this power. He just has to use it judiciously and intelligently. And he can get it done, but he's got to be kind of shifty in the way he gets it done. But
there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's exactly. And he's dealing with swamp creatures that have total experience in corruption and how the D.C. swamp works. So they know the flows. They know the ebbs. They know the currents. And Trump is just, you know, just fighting it, swimming with his strength as all these rats are gnawing at his heels. So it's amazing. Jefferson, sorry to cut you short. I got to take other callers. Let's go to Nathan, also from Vancouver. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I've got my Hexagon shirt ordered with coupon code War Room. I purchased two copies of Stone's Rules, one for my son. And I've just got some caller tips and etiquette. Just a couple things written down here. Don't use speakerphone. When the line goes, that means you're live.
Wow, thank you.
If you ask, how's it going, eh? You're wasting time. Instead, ask, can you all hear me? While you're waiting in queue, write down your thoughts, comments, and questions. And please don't ever curse. We want and need children to listen to all these broadcasts. And please remember there's other callers waiting behind you. Thanks, InfoWarriors. 1776 worldwide.
I like that caller, Nathan. I like that. Thank you for that call, Nathan. Let's go to Steven calling in from Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Owen. How's it going? I just want to start off by telling you I adore the product. I've been in the pharmaceutical industry since college, and what y'all doing is being proactive with your health instead of reactive. And it's an amazing thing. Also, as I said, I've been in the pharmaceutical as far as sales. I think what needs to happen is if you could just start lifting, or FDA started lifting the regulations, you know, just like the iodine, if they could really sell the fact what it does with the thyroid and the selenium. Also with the vitamin D and multiple sclerosis. I know there's
It's funny that you talk about this, Stephen, because you're so right on. But it's like, I don't even have time. Like, I got 3 hours of a live show, and I'm not even going to get through everything that I wanted to talk about. So it's like, and you're right, because we need to tell people about these products, and people need to know how real they are. And honestly, what it is, the average American's diet, you are just simply not getting the nutrients you need. Point blank. That's it. I try to eat healthy. I give myself a B. Thanks to the supplements, I can kind of curtail my unhealthy diet at times. And also, if times where like a day goes by where I don't even have time to eat, I can at least get the nutrients still from the supplements. So that's what you're talking about, Steven. And again, it's not like we're rewriting science or biology here. It's like, no, you need nascent iodine, and you need it even more now because they put the fluoride in the water. So fluoride is in everything because they put it in the water. So now you need the iodine to fight the bad halogen fluoride. I mean, that's just biology.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You remember the Trump balloon in London? Well, the same park that allowed the Trump balloon to fly in its park, a group of individuals have tried to get a Sadiq Khan balloon to lift off. And you know what the park said? No. Isn't that nice? Always the double standards on the left. All right, I need to do a news blitz here. So I'm going to do a news blitz. I've got Napster, who's been holding for a while. I'm going to try to get your call, but I got to do this news blitz before I sign off for the week. This is a... I'm so... See, this man-made global warming thing, if they actually knew what was going on, this is actually from CNN today, or it was published yesterday. Volkswagen accused of ruining Mexican crops with weather-altering hail cannons. So basically, this Volkswagen dealership in Mexico, they don't have a roof over their stock, and so they wanted to prevent hail. So they created these, what they call hail cannons, which locals are saying is causing a dry spell and killing the crops. Now, Volkswagen has been caught lying about their emissions. They got caught, again, lying about their emissions. They have weather-altering hail cannons that the Mexicans are now saying are killing their crops. Where is the left calling out Volkswagen for man-made climate change? And, of course, this is a non-issue with the big story being Hawaii right now, where we cover beams coming about out of Antarctica, which I was discussing with some other experts on this last night. Apparently, this has been going on for a couple of years now, and they've been covering them, and it always is either right before or during a hurricane, every time. What the hell are these beams coming out of Antarctica right before a hurricane? I just like to know. You know, I live on this planet. All right, here comes a news blitz. Small business ownership among Black Americans jumps 400% since Trump's election. As Black unemployment remains at historic lows, that's after they were almost at historic highs under Obama, at least in modern history. Yeah, he did so much for the Black community, not. The number of small businesses owned by African Americans in the United States has exploded by 400% year over year, according to a survey of more than 2,600 small business owners and entrepreneurs by Guidant Financial. Now, you would think that the side of the aisle in American politics that virtue signals for Black people all day long would be cheering this, right? Black unemployment, lowest of all time. Small business ownership among Black Americans jumps 400%. Is the left celebrating this? No. Why? Because they don't care about Black people. Why can't lefties tolerate a transsexual conservative? You know what? For some reason, this story didn't print the artist's name. But basically, this is a transsexual individual writes this blog talking about how being a conservative and a transsexual, people look at you weird and they tell you it's kind of like trumping while Black. So you're transsexual. You're not allowed to be conservative. That is cult think. The left is now a total cult where if you just go a little bit off track, if you just step away from the group think, just one thing outside of the group think, you're immediately out of the group. You're immediately ostracized. We love transsexual. Transsexuals rights. Hooray, transsexuals. Transsexual walks up and says, hi, I'm a conservative. Get out of here, bigot. Get out of here. It's like, well, you said you love transsexuals. I'm a transsexual. Won't somebody stand up for me? Shut up, racist. Shut up, sexist. And so this individual wrote the blog like, I don't understand it. I'm just a conservative transsexual. Now the left hates me. They said they loved me, but then they found out my politics and they hate me. Yeah, because the left is a cult and a bunch of haters, a bunch of phonies. David Horowitz, he says Visa, MasterCard have cut off payments to his think tank based on SPLCs. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group label. So now the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're the hate group. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a total propaganda center, now decides who and what is a hate group and racist. No. That's a serious problem right there, honestly. That is a serious problem that anybody takes the Southern Poverty Law Center seriously or then uses that to decide who gets funding and who doesn't. Wow. Trump needs to look into that immediately. Tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 election strategy. Now, let me tell you something about this story from BuzzFeed that's incredible. Reading this story, you would assume that the presidential election actually happens on social media. What in the hell is that about? Folks, the whole story is how can they meddle in the 2018 midterms with these social media giants? That's what this is. Microsoft, Snapchat, Google, Twitter, they're all meeting to discuss a strategy for the 2018 election. And again, you read the story, you'd think the election was happening on social media, but it's not. So why are these social media giants so concerned about having an election strategy? What is their strategy? Censor conservatives, censor Republicans, meddle in the election by rigging the Overton window so that people don't even see the truth and don't even see the other side of the aisle. So think about that. Tech companies are now meeting as if the election is actually happening on social media, and they're censoring one side of the aisle, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm just, when is that image from with Obama? Do we know when that, the crew just pulled up a very intriguing image. You can see Obama cheersing. This was in 2014. Obama cheersing with Zuckerberg and other tech heads. Folks, I'm telling you, Obama is in these people's ear, folks. Obama is behind the scenes, hiding out in South Africa where they're murdering and robbing from white people. He's really into that. So he's hiding in South Africa, and he's in the ear of the Zuckerbergs and the Dorseys. He's friends with these people. They visited the White House. He's the one telling them to censor. He is the communist dictator leader. He is the cult leader. It's Obama. And so tech companies gathering for a secret meeting to discuss election strategy is all about how to censor free speech, folks. That's what it's all about. 110%. The Federalists published this story today. The left won't stop at Alex Jones. The slippery slope is real, and we're on it. Bingo. In other Big Brother news, DC Airport, first in nation to catch suspected imposter using facial biometrics. So they caught an illegal immigrant who was actually traveling from Sao Paulo to Dulles Airport. Two great airports, two great cities. And he gets caught via the facial recognition technology. Now, this is something I'm actually not a fan of, to be honest with you. I don't like the facial recognition technology. It's too Orwellian. It's too Big Brother to me. So I'm not a fan of that. I am a fan of law and order, but not that. That's too much Orwellian Chinese behavior for me. I don't know who made this comic, but Journalism 101, secretly giving $130,000 to a porn star is considered criminal, even though it's not. But secretly giving $400 million to a terrorist state of Iran, that's what Obama did. No big deal. Oh, and by the way, the one angle of this that this comic doesn't have, Obama gave your money. Obama gave our money to the terrorist nation of Iran that says they want to blow us off the map. Donald Trump paid his own money legally to the floozy. So there's the big difference. Stefan Molyneux says, just stack the gravestones of those murdered by illegal aliens along the southern border and America will have a wall in no time. Ba-doom-tsh. Here's an interesting story that I'll tell you why I wanted to talk about it. YouTube heavyweight set for boxing fight. So it's Logan Paul and KSI, two YouTube stars, and apparently they had some beef and they're getting ready to do a boxing match. And I actually think it's a great idea. I've said this. We should do political boxing matches. I'm serious. I will gladly box anyone from BuzzFeed or from Huffington Post or from the Young Turks. I'm serious about this. Let's actually do political boxing, because here's the angle that people are missing. And I'm going to have a guest on next week that gets to this perfectly. We don't have the human-to-human interaction anymore like we should, where we look at someone and we don't know them and we consider them an enemy or this, that, or the other thing, but it can all change if we just met and did something in the 3D realm together. We may still have different ideas. We may not even like each other still, but maybe that hatred won't be there. Maybe that fake, phony characteristic that we apply to people or that we assume about people won't manage to last after you actually meet someone in person. So I think there's an advantage to that. Not just that I think people would watch it, but I think it'd be nice for people in America that seemingly hate each other's guts, or at least hate each other's politics, to come together and at least do something together. I mean, you know, I think that that'd be positive. So, but we'll find out. Other news, 52% of kids in the United States are living on are living in households that receive government funding. Exactly. We're basically in a socialist country, folks. I mean, it's a joke. San Francisco pays poop patrollers $185,000 a year, $185,000 a year in San Francisco to clean up the crap laden streets. It's unbelievable everything that's going on out there. I want to thank the callers. Sorry to the callers I couldn't get to. Hope everybody enjoys their weekend, and as always, you stay classy, Info Warriors.